future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. We have an action-packed show in store for you today. We'll be discussing number one, Binance launches a dollar-backed crypto stablecoin. What this means for Binance and also what this means for the stablecoin market. Number two, Trump's trade war may be driving Chinese investors to Bitcoin. And number three, new head of China's digital currency said it beats Facebook Libra on tech features. I'm going to find out more. So with that in mind, let's get into this and let's get down to business. All right, let's jump straight into it. So crypto exchange Binance is launching a dollar-backed stablecoin in the US. Moreover, the new Binance USD, which is pronounced BUSD, has received blessings from the New York Department of Financial Services, the NYDFS. The exchange announced Thursday that the NYDFS has approved the new offering, with Binance, which Binance is launching in partnerships with the Paxos Trust Company. The company, the Binance company stablecoin will be backed by US dollars on a one-to-one ratio, according to a press release. The offering joins the Paxos standard and the Gemini dollar as the NYDFS approved stablecoin. At launch, verified Paxos customers will be able to directly purchase BUSD tokens through the company's wallet using either US dollars or Pax, its own stablecoin. Binance users will likewise be able to trade BUSD for Bitcoin, Binance Coin, or XRP. The exchange previously announced its intention to issue stablecoins worldwide as part of the Venus project. Binance has already issued stablecoins pegged to Bitcoin, BTCB, the British pound, BGP, and in a statement, Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao, or CZ, said, "We hope to unlock more financial services for the greater blockchain ecosystem through the issuance of the BUSD, including more use cases and utility through the power of stable digital assets." Binance USD is not only the latest stablecoin whose reserves are being held by Paxos. The company, which was the first crypto firm to receive the charter from the NYDFS in 2015, as the ITBit Trust Company, now custodies the dollar reserves for its own Paxos standard stablecoin, Huobi's HUSD token. According to the company, Paxos will act as both the custodian and the issuer for BUSD and will regularly audit the dollar holdings. Paxos co-founder Rich T said in the statement that BUSD will be a vital step towards long-term stability in global crypto markets. He added that Paxos stablecoin as a service offering allowed Binance users to customize the new product for its clients. I think this is, you know, big news for the stablecoin space. Binance obviously having a huge network, have the ability to integrate that stablecoin into their already large ecosystem, get people to actually trade it, so volume figures to come through. And I think at the minute, with the whole where everything is at, someone like Binance could do really, really well cornering the market, offering discounts for the IEOs that they're putting through, use the stablecoin as well to maximize volume figures. I think this is really exciting for Binance. I think it's going to do really well, but let's see and find out more. So number two, let's talk about trade wars. As the Chinese yuan falls in value due to factors that are ongoing, trade war of the US, there are signs that locals are increasingly moving funds into Bitcoin. According to a Bloomberg analysis of prices over 30 days, the negative correlation between the yuan and Bitcoin has fallen to a record low in the past 7 days. While previously the Chinese government had sought to keep value of its national currency above 7 CNY to the dollar, last month the yuan was allowed to slide below that level, dropping to its lowest for 10 years. The move was reported in response to US President Donald Trump's threats in early August to impose a 10% tariff on Chinese imports. That the yuan value is causing a flight by Chinese investors is backed up by the exchange data. Bloomberg spoke to Dr. Garrick Hillman, research director of blockchain and one of the media sources contributors, who said that Bitcoin prices and exchanges such as Huobi that cater more to Chinese traders are trading at a premium. The inverse correlation between Bitcoin and yuan also notched up in April and May as the tensions ratcheted with the deterioration of the US-China trade relationships, Hillman said. The report comes as new details emerge on China's own national currency, well, that's a digital version of that, by the way. The recently appointed chief of digital currency division of the People's Bank of China has said the upcoming digital one will have features not offered by Facebook Libra. It doesn't really go into detail what those features are that Facebook's not offering. I think it was really funny how that situation panned out. Facebook came to market with Libra. Really exciting news, going to challenge regulators. It's going to help the space. And then all of a sudden, the People's Bank of China announced it is also working on pretty much a competitor to this because they don't want to be using or backing a foreign company. Even though it's a decentralized coin, they want to make sure that they're running point on this operation, that they're in charge. I think it's really interesting, and I think it's going to be really interesting to see China and how they roll it out. I don't think they're really going to go through the regulator, go through and talk to the world regulators about what they would like to see in this. I think they're just going to launch it and see what happens in the market. So that's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be really interesting for these guys to see what happens, what goes down, and we'll keep you guys posted. So this is a interesting story that I picked up. VanBix sells IP amid criminal probe into $22 million ICO. So VanBix, a Canadian company mirrored in a criminal investigation and several lawsuits, has sold its intellectual property to Toronto-based crypto brokerage Hyperon for an undisclosed price. The acquisition allows the company of the products and the business models they represent to continue under Hyperon's vision and banner. Lisa Chang, co-founder of VanBix, said in a press release issued Wednesday. Acquiring VanBix's tokenized and taxed products was a strategic move enabling us to focus on a larger market share, said Michael Zavitt, CEO of Hyperon, in the release. The fuel token, which VanBix issued in the initial coin offering ICO at the center of the investigation, will still be used to pay for transaction fees, API integrations, and service provided in the digital asset ecosystem between Hyperon and VanBix blockchain technology products, VanBix stated. The announcement itself didn't seem to fully assure some investors in VanBix's Telegram group, who asked CEO Kevin Hobbs about the token's fate. One said he was hoping there was something legally binding in the agreement, requiring Hyperon to continue accepting fuel. Neither VanBix nor Hyperon responded to requests for comment. VanBix will now operate as a blockchain consulting company with a focus on supporting Hyperon's growth from its offices in Vancouver, the release said. VanBix disclosed that it was in talks to sell its assets a month ago. A corporate update posted on the VanBix website June 25th said the company planned to move its tech products to a new company, removing all negativity surrounding VanBix and its founders. According to the post, Chang would become CEO for the new company, and Hobbs would stay with VanBix and its consulting arm to continue fighting for its reputation. In the Ask Me Anything, the AMA session, things got a little bit interesting because what we saw was the fuel token holders on Telegram basically questioning Hobbs, and Hobbs having to come back and clarify that the new company was an existing firm negotiating to buy the IP. So let's talk about the investigation. So the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the RCMP, began investigating VanBix in May 2018, soon after the Canadian Revenue Agency began a tax probe. Canadian authorities froze the bank accounts of Hobbs and Chang and seized their property in March of this year. Directors of the Civil Forfeitures claim VanBix's founders misappropriated to the $22 million raised in 2017 ICO and failed to deliver the products promised to investors. VanBix founder denied all of the allegations, saying no evidence has been provided to the court to support the team. However, some evidence soon surfaced. According to records represented by the RCMP, Ether Party was basically one of the companies Hobbs and Chang operated, received its first ICO pre-sale contributions, reported the financial transactions, and basically reports Analysis Center of Canada, FinTrack, on August 17. Then August 21st, December 14th, Ether and Hobbs received 9 transactions worth over $5.5 million from over-the-counter OTC trading desk Cumberland. Hobbs withdrew around $4.1 million from his personal account at Cumberland, the document says, and on the next day, Hobbs and Chang purchased a codominium for that same amount of cash. I mean, according to July 19th ruling by Supreme Court of British Columbia, Judge Elliot M. Myers, the investigators demonstrated that Hobbs and Chang sold $5.5 million worth of Bitcoin right before going on a spending spree. VanBix argued in a court filing that the director of civil features hadn't proved Hobson Cheng's wealth boost was a result of the ICO. Rather, it could be Hobbs' gambling winnings. Hobbs recorded nearly $60,000 a month in winnings from casinos alone, the document states. However, the police were not convinced, according to Judge Myers. I mean, this is crazy because they basically did an ICO, raised all the money, spent the Bitcoin, sent it into their own personal accounts, right? And then they're like, oh no, that wasn't the Bitcoin, that was our gambling winnings. You gotta prove that. It's like, it's so obvious that is what the case is here. And the poor community, the investors that bought into this are now stuck because the token's not going anywhere. The company IP has been acquired. The founders are just criminals and should never have been allowed in the first place to enter into our ecosystem and giving us all a bad name and tarnishing the brand of blockchain. I mean, this is absolutely bizarre when things like this happen. I think it's so disappointing. And, you know, it's a shame that these guys have been allowed to continue moving forward. What I think should be happening is that they get all of their assets stripped back until they pay back investors. And selling the IP is just crit. Like, why would anyone want to buy that IP? It's tarnished. I think they need to really help the token holders here, and hopefully that gets resolved. So listen, with that in mind, that's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention. As always, if you haven't already, hit us up on Telegram, SVK/crowd. Hit us up on Twitter at SVK_crypto. And if you have any of your projects you want us to review, please email myself, CStory, CSTORY, at SVKcrypto.com. That's a wrap. And I've got to bounce.